This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, this week marks the 11th anniversary of the No Child Left Behind law. That's the Bush-era education law that ties federal funding for schools to student performance. The law has a lot of critics, but it still has not been updated. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
No Child Left Behind wasn't meant to get this old. It was supposed to be rewritten in 2007.
You think Congress would be embarrassed at this point, that this is the longest it's ever taken to reauthorize an education law in U.S. history.
Charles Barone was the lead negotiator for House Democrats when No Child was written. It passed Congress with wide bipartisan support. Since then, the law's lost favor with both parties, but they haven't been able to agree on how to fix it. In the meantime, the Obama administration has granted waivers to many states on the law's strictest provisions. So Michael Petrilli with the Fordham Institute says there's less pressure for a rewrite.
And so for the foreseeable future, it looks like we are going to have this law in place, and any new policy at the federal level is probably at least 2 years off.
Pretty much everyone agrees No Child put a much-needed spotlight on raising academic achievement among poor and minority students. Critics don't like its emphasis on standardized tests, its narrow focus on math and reading, and what many call its unrealistic goals. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.